It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
So last night I was watching Gogglebox. I love it.
Yeah.
It shouldn't work as a show, but it does.
It totally does. I love it too.
It's great. And it also means I don't have to watch a bunch of stuff because they show you just the good bits.
Or the best bits.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's great. It's great. But, oh my God, I don't know the name of the family, but there's a family with the two daughters and they're blonde and the mum and dad.
I want to say like the Dodsons or something of
that. We've had them on the show, yeah. So good on me for remembering.
Oh, you're the remembering guy. No. Anyway, it's the two daughters. They're basically grown up and the mum and dad. They're funny and they're lovely.
They're cool. Yeah, they're great. But last night the younger of the two daughters was wearing a white T-shirt and on it it said, "Feel free to call me Champ."
Yeah.
And I thought, that's a cool T-shirt. I'd wear that T-shirt.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit glittery and sparkly and I would need to kind of vajazzle it a bit more.
Yeah. No,
To make it really pop.
It's not vajazzling. It's just...
What?
Jazzing it. You said for jazzling?
Yeah, isn't that when you put like rhinestones on it?
Yeah, rhinestones, yeah, but that's not on T-shirts. Not on T-shirts.
What do you call it when you're putting rhinestones on T-shirts then?
You're jazzing it up.
Jazzing it. No, that's music.
Yeah, well, it's definitely not, whatever it is called, it's not va-jazzling because that's something else.
I think that's a pretty broad term, mate. I think everything is when you put rhinestones on it, you're vajazzling anything.
You're not.
You are. I don't know what's going on.
Oh my!
What do you mean?
Nothing. Don't worry. I'll tell you off air.
So
anyway, it's fine.
So when I was telling my mum the other day on the phone. That were Indy and I making her birthday card and I was vajazzling her birthday card.
No, you're bedazzling it up, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Va, 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 jazzle.
So what are you saying? I don't know what's going on. I'm probably just going to go with what I know and that's vajazzling.
Okay.
I'm a vajazzler from way back, so...
If I come around one day and you're like, can you check out my vajazzling?
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Well, I can offer to vajazzle things for you.
No, I don't want you to.
But I've got the hot glue gun.
I know. We're supposed to talk about something else. We got in a weird place because you keep saying vajazzling. And I wasn't sure if you knew what you were saying.
I know exactly what I'm saying. It's when you put rhinestones on something like a T-shirt or like
No. And boots. I wasn't sure of the word, but thanks to my auntie Kath. Sent through a message. She's like, it's bedazzling. I'm like, yeah.
Bedazzling.
Bedazzling. And then she sent me a photo of her, like, her favourite bedazzler.
She sent you a photo of her bedazzler?
No. Bedazzler. The machine that puts the rhinestones and studs on things.
With the hot glue gun. Yeah.
It's not a hot glue gun. It's like a machine. And then you thunk, thunk, thunk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Seems like it'd be painful.
It's not. Bedazzling.
Give us a look at your auntie's bedazzler.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Tom and Log, let's do this. Fun fact. Every Friday morning we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates that aren't your real mates, but it is important that they think you're smart because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, let's give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart. They're full of fun and interesting facts. Damn, stuffed it.
No, you didn't stuff it. That's okay. You didn't stuff it.
Thanks,
You did a really good job and you should be proud.
Thanks, mate.
I know how hard you work.
I don't. I try really hard and every week I could record it and I could just play it, but I don't.
I know.
Because
I gotta
be true to my art.
Anyway, pay to see that.
Yeah. Fun facts for this week. Studies conducted in the 1970s have shown that alpha pigs, so like head of the pack kind of guys.
Head of the pack pig.
Temporarily lose their place in social hierarchies when they get too drunk. And, I mean, that's not just pigs. There's other kind of pigs that lose their...
Get drunk.
If you've ever suspected that your vacuum cleaner is lying to you, some vacuum cleaners are made noisier than they need to be so we don't doubt their suction power. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's not a fun fact.
That's like
that's a sad fact.
That's like really loud motorbikes that go past, and you're like, "Well, that's unnecessary."
Yeah, I think we get it.
Mm.
You don't need to.
You must be a nightmare to live next door to when you're rocking home at 2 o'clock in the morning. what else have I got? In many email clients, they call them, so like Gmail and Outlook and all them.
Oh, yes.
The drafts icon, so when you've got your drafts folder, yeah, the icon for that shows a piece of paper that's being folded into a paper plane, and then the center icon shows a completed paper plane.
Oh, get out!
How cool is that?
That is cool.
So while you, I'm going to read some more fun facts and you go look at your email.
Yeah, I'm going to.
If Godzilla existed, because you know there's a Godzilla King Kong movie coming out.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
It's there, the folded paper.
How cool is that?
If Godzilla existed, as depicted in the 2014 movie, so not this year's movie, 2014, it would actually produce 12.9 million gallons of urine a day.
Rain on me.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. And this one, female yellow fever mosquitoes usually buzz at 400 hertz. So that's the sound is 400 hertz, right?
Yeah.
And males at 600 hertz, so a little high, a little bit more high pitch. Before mating, they harmonise their buzzing for 10 seconds at 1,200 hertz.
Whoa.
So they ramp it right up. They're like, yeah, 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 we're going to do it, we're going to do it, and we're in there. And that's making beautiful music together, isn't it? Fun fact. Friday.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie.
On K-Rock.
I am pretty fashion forward, and by being fashion forward, I'm backwards in the fashion game.
No, you're not, mate.
I have no idea.
You've got your own style.
Yeah, all right, okay, cool.
Quite often you'll walk through the door and this is what pops into my head. Fashion,
turn it up, fashion. Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, mate.
Cool. Yeah.
You know, no, there's only one Loggie. That's what I always tell people. Like, what's Loggie like? Well, there's only one of her.
There's
That's
only one.
Sure.
We wish there were two. Something's making a comeback, and I didn't really know that it had gone.
Yeah.
But now that I think about it, yeah, I guess it had been gone for a while.
Sure.
And it's probably still in your cupboard.
Low-waisted jeans?
Oh, God. Don't even. I'm triggered. I couldn't sit down for like 5 years.
You couldn't sit down because of your low-waisted jeans. Yes,
crack,
okay,
crack,
right.
Crack.
Yeah.
No, Lois, I grew up. I was my formative years were low-waisted jeans years.
Me too.
I hear the term low-waisted jeans and I can't even.
I just did the whale's tail. I just used to get right. Like, I just didn't embrace it.
The whale's tail.
Yeah. Just get the G coming right up.
Yeah.
And I would wear the bare midriff so you could actually see the tattoo. I was talking about this the other day, a tattoo on my lower back that says juicy.
Yeah, your juicy tattoo.
It's got the two pistols.
Yeah.
And then the the thorns around it.
Don't, mate, because you look too good. It might be offensive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll put a photo up on Insta.
Nah, good. Well, I mean, you know what looks good with low-rise jeans?
What?
Cardigans.
Cardies. Yeah.
Cardies are back.
Yeah, right.
Cardigans are back. I never knew that we needed them in our lives, but here we are. The knitted cardigan has made a comeback with a huge spike in sales. Apparently there's a bit of a sexy take on the cardi this time.
Oh, really?
Think cardi, think sexy. That's a slogan they should go for.
Is it like an arseless cardi? Is that what?
A backless cardi.
A backless cardi?
No,
like
it's
when
not
you
a
go
backless.
To the hospital?
Yeah, no, it's not a backless cardi.
You know, you
although,
can just wear the cardi backwards.
Well, yeah. I guess every cardi is a backless cardi.
Yeah.
If you believe.
That's right. If you want it to be. If you try hard enough.
Yeah. You can get a backless cardi.
Yeah.
So all these celebs are wearing cardigans now.
Right.
And how they're styling it is a nice cardi, either a short or a little bit longer, with just a brassiere underneath.
Oh, right. So no top.
No top.
All right. Well, that's just...
just cardigan.
That's just wearing a cardi with no top underneath, isn't it, really?
Who is it? Kendall Jenner and Hailey Bieber were out recently.
Yeah.
And Hailey was snapped wearing a cardi and then like a woolen bra, like a matching, like a cardigan bra.
Okay.
Which I think's pretty cool. Like I couldn't pull it off.
Like
but
a
great.
Like a lamb's wool bra, like a
yeah.
like it's a like fluffy a, like
yeah, it's a fluff bra.
Cuz I mean if you're going to rest your head anywhere. I'm just saying.
First, it's a backless cardi. Okay?
I'm sorry.
No, first it was the juicy tat.
Yeah.
It was the backless cardi.
Yeah.
All right, fine. You can get your lamb's wool bra.
Wonderful. Thank
Go
you.
Go for it, mate. Pair it with a cardigan. Yep. It's back, people. Get fashionable.
Amazing. Wear some leather shorts as well. So I have the whole kind of Noah's Ark going on.
Oh, Tom and Logan. K-Rock.